Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, from the Washington Post this morning. As he reemerges onto the public stage, former Vice President Mike Pence sticks to the same strategy he used by Trump's side, total fealty. When Pence reemerged for his first post-White House appearance last Thursday night, he did not mention how then-President Donald Trump supporters marauded through the Capitol on January 6th, threatening to hang him, or that the president attacked him on Twitter for lacking, quote, courage, as the Secret Service rushed him to safety that day. In fact, Pence, he spoke with an almost reverence about the former president. What was important, he told supporters, was Trump's accomplishments in office and how close the two men remain, a carefully orchestrated reemergence in his early presidential campaign.
Well, I don't have any doubt about it, David. You are absolutely right. Pence has marked himself as a disgraced man. He was literally hunted down on January 6th by the mob. They had to shelter him away. And now he has to pretend that that didn't happen and that Trump is really his friend. Well, Trump is not his friend. Trump is nobody's friend. And he's already announcing other potential vice presidential picks other than Pence to run with him. So we can expect that Pence, hoping against hope, that he can fool all the Republican Party and get the nomination to be President of the United States from the Republicans, and yet he can't. Now, we know Trump is never going to forgive him for not robbing the presidency for him. And I have to say, I think Pence has really put himself into a terrible situation here. What he should do, of course, is go after Trump with everything he has and let everybody know that this is a disgraceful period in the United States, that Trump was going to lead us into fascism, that his friends Putin and the others are exemplary of what this country could have become. And there is a former vice president who is trying to fool not only the people, but I suspect himself.
So Pence sticks with the populist over the party, and Mitt Romney, sticking with the party over the populist, booed at Utah GOP convention before failed vote to censure him, Alan. He was going to be censured, of course, for his votes to convict former President Donald Trump, right there dividing the party.
Well, look, it turns out that Mitt Romney is the best you can expect from the Republican Party. He's had the guts and the fortitude to do what's right. The others all know what's right, but he did what was right. Either there's going to be grudging admiration for him or not. He has, I think, until 2022 to decide whether he wants to run again. His chances may not be all that good. And yet, I think there are going to be a lot of Democrats and a lot of independents who would vote for the guy and say, you know what, when you needed to have guts, he had them. And people can come out and they can harass him and boo him. But these are the fascists, the people who would undermine our democracy to the point where there would be nothing left of what we once were so respected for around the world. Good for Mitt Romney. I have real admiration for what he did.
Alan, the Biden administration said Friday it's canceled border wall projects paid for with funds diverted from Defense Department accounts, a widely expected move that follows Biden's decision to suspend construction activity on President Donald Trump's signature project. I mean, he announced it in his initial run for president. We're going to build a wall.
Well, good for Biden. It was expected of him, as you say. It was a good thing because it was a waste of money. Now, Trump did it because he thought it was symbolic of closing the United States. And we know why he wants to close the United States, because he doesn't want anybody else in the country. He knows the country is heading towards the Democratic column, large D, and he's going to try to keep that from happening. And he did try to keep it from happening. He's already indicating he wants to run for president again. He'll be in his 80s, but those loyalists will stick with him no matter what. Right now, you know, here's Biden doing over 50% in his approval ratings when Trump never got there. And Trump has this band of loyalists, principally white loyalists, who want to keep the country white. And there's an emerging majority which is going to say no to that, which it should. After all, democracy, small d this time, democracy is democracy.
And despite canceling the wall, it's probably immigration that is the biggest issue where he faces criticism right now.
That is right. Look, he's been left with a very unpleasant problem here. The Democrats all know that Trump built a wall, he made policies that people couldn't get into the country, he separated children from their parents, he did all of those despicable acts. Now, we know that that's going to be the way that he goes, and he will continue to do it, and we know why he's doing it. And yet the American people still have some hangover, David, if that's a good word, from what he was doing, and particularly the Democrats and the independents. They didn't like it. But now Biden is caught because he knows he can't let everybody in. There will be somebody who will say, shut up, Shartok. Everybody should be allowed to come in. Well, you can't do that. You have to have rules about how people get into the country. Now, this President Biden will relax those rules. He'll make it easier to get in. But he has to feel his way to make sure that it's done right. And this is not an easy task for him. But, you know, I think he's going to do it.
That's an apropos statement for getting a vaccine shot. Will enough people do it to reach herd immunity? From the Washington Post, as pandemic rules loosen, some schools skip quarantine for potential classroom exposures. Police officers, Alan, hesitancy to get coronavirus vaccine poses safety risks. And we know already about the statistics of those who either got the Pfizer or Moderna, which is two shots after the first shot, neglecting to get the second. And we're working against ourselves.
That's right, David. We're doing better, but we're not doing enough. And if you take a look at the sociology of the situation, things are changing. For example, a lot of people have gotten the vaccines in this country, and the numbers are going down. And it'll happen. Now, why do people like police officers say, I don't want the vaccine? Well, who do you think wants to be a policeman in this country? Somebody with left-leaning tendencies? Probably not. Somebody who has basically strongman mentality, and we see that, and we see all of the problems that have occurred with police and the attempts at reform. So it's natural that the Trumpers don't trust the vaccine or say they're not going to get it, and that the police don't. One and one makes two. Just draw an arrow from one to the other.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok.